Hello, my name is Anna Morales, and today I'll be reading to you part one of Poems Every Child Should Know, compiled by Mary E. Burt. Part one, The Budding Moment. The Arrow and the Song by Longfellow. I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For so swiftly it flew, the sight could not follow it in its flight. I breathed a song into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For who has sight so keen and strong that it can follow the flight of song? Long, long afterward, in an oak, I found the arrow still unbroke. And the song from beginning to end, I found again in the heart of a friend. Henry W. Longfellow. This next one is called The Baby by Jeremiah Eames Franken. Nay shoon to hide her tiny tays, nay stockin on her feet, her supple ankles white as snaw, or early blossom sweet. Her simple dress of sprinkled pink, her double dimplet chin, her puckered lips and balmy mow, with nay ain tooth within. Her een say like her mither's een, twa gentle liquid things. Her face is like an angel's face, we're glad she has nay wings. Jeremiah Eames Rankin. Next is Isaac Watts' Let Dogs Delight to Bark and Bite. Let dogs delight to bark and bite, for God hath made them so. Let bears and lions growl and fight, for 'tis their nature too. But children, you should never let such angry passions rise. Your little hands were never made to tear each other's eyes. Isaac Watts. Next is Little Things by Ebenezer Cobham Brewer. Little Things. Little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. Thus the little minutes, humble though they be, make the mighty ages of eternity. Now we have He Prayeth Best by Samuel T. Coleridge. He Prayeth Best. Farewell, farewell, but this I tell to thee, thou wedding guest. He prayeth well who loveth well both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best who loveth best all things both great and small. For the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all. Samuel Taylor Coleridge also wrote this other poem, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. When the glorious sun is set, when the grass and dew is wet, then you will show your little light, twinkle, twinkle, all the night. In the dark blue sky you keep, and often through my curtains peep. For you never shut your eye, till the sun is in the sky. And your bright and tiny spark guides the traveler in the dark. Though I know not what you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Next is Pippa by Robert Browning. The years at the spring, the days at the morn, mornings at seven, the hillsides dew-pearled. The larks on the wing, the snails on the thorn, God and his heaven, all rights with the world. Next is the days of the month. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. February has 68 alone, all the rest have 31. Excepting leap year, that's the time when February's days are 29. Next is True Royalty by Rudyard Kipling. True Royalty and Playing Robinson Crusoe are pleasing stanzas from the Just So Stories of Rudyard Kipling. True Royalty. There was never a queen like Balkis, from here to the wide world's end. But Balkis talked to a butterfly, and you would talk to a friend. There was never a king like Solomon, not since the world began. But Solomon talked to a butterfly, as a man would talk to a man. She was queen of Sabia, and he was Asia's lord. But both of them talked to butterflies when they took their walks abroad. Playing Robinson Crusoe by Rudyard Kipling. Pussy can sit by the fire and sing, pussy can climb a tree, or play with a silly old cork and string to muse herself, not me. But I like Binky, my dog, because he knows how to behave. So Binky's the same as the first friend was, and I am the man in the cave. Pussy will play Man Friday till it time to wet her paw, and make her walk on the windowsill, for the footprint Crusoe saw. Then she fluffs her tail and meows, and stretches and won't attend. But Binky will play whatever I choose, and he is my true first friend. Pussy will rub my knees with her head, pretending she loves me hard. But the very minute I go to bed, Pussy runs out in the yard. And there she stays till the morning light, so I know it is only pretend. But Binky, he snores at my feet all night, and he is my firstest friend. By Rudyard Kipling. Next is My Shadow. My Shadow by Robert Louis Stevenson is one of the most popular short poems extant. I have taught it to many great, very young boys, and not one has ever tried to evade learning it. Other pupils like it equally well. My Shadow. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me, from the heels up to my head, and I see him jump before me when I jump into bed. The funniest thing about him is the way he likes to grow. Not at all like proper children, which is always very slow. For he sometimes shoots up taller than an India rubber ball. And he sometimes gets so little that there is none of him at all. He hasn't got a notion of how children ought to play. And he can only make a fool of me in every sort of way. He stays so close beside me. He's a coward, you can see. I think shame to stick a nursie as that shadow sticks to me. One morning, very early, before the sun was up, I rose and found the shining dew on every buttercup. But my lazy little shadow, like an errant sleepy head, had stayed at home behind me and was fast asleep in bed. By Robert Louis Stevenson.